You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the third and final day of the Fairy House Easter Festival on Tuesday, April the 18th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at what looks to be a very competitive card here this afternoon. We haven't got the stars that we had on show yesterday. Of course, no Arduke and graded horses abound, but plenty of competitive action. Probably the best race on the card for betting purposes is the 410, which is the final of the European Breeders' Fund Irish Series, which brings together 21 horses set to go to plough. Plenty of other big fields to get our teeth stuck into, so let's move straight on to the action. And first up is a beginner's chase over 3 miles. The one to concentrate on here is O'Kaylee from the Peter Fahey stable. If any horse deserves to win over fences, it's certainly this fella. He's had 6 attempts so far, and although he hasn't got his head in front, he's run some really good races in defeat up against the likes of Identity Thief, Don't Touch It, and indeed Jessica Harrington's star Woodland Opera here last time out, where he tried to make all the running on that occasion. And although he failed in his attempt, he certainly came out of the race with good credit. They were miles clear with the others, including Pyromaniac, Definite Earl, Delegate, and one or two others at rear pose. And providing this horse can handle the slightly better ground, don't forget it was good to yielding yesterday here, so there's still a little bit of juice in the ground. I'd expect this 8-year-old by Westerner to make a bold fist of it from the head of affairs yet again. So O'Kaylee, quite a confident choice in race number one. On to the second race then. Cordieu has had plenty of chances as far as I can see, and he's probably one not to take too short a price about, in my opinion. Cormean Hill represents a stable that I've been following recently for the Elle Marie at Holden Yard. And, of course, Abolitionist ran an absolute blinder for them in the Irish National yesterday. So he's got to be worth more than a second look. But I do think the value to be had here is with Nolmead's Tamlock Boy. This 6-year-old, although he's yet to win a race in 5 starts over hurdles, have been running in some very good maiden contests, most notably when finishing third to Saturnus back in November. And there was absolutely nothing wrong with his run over the Christmas period when he was run up to the Storyteller at Downraw. Now, the Storyteller, although he hasn't been out since, he was favourite for the Martin Pipe until getting an injury at the 11th hour. So that just shows you what that race was all about. And Elusive Theatre, back in third, has won subsequently. That form's rock solid. Nothing wrong with his effort last time out either, when fifth behind Midnight Escape at Nace. The likes of Kaiser Black and Jimmy Breakey, well beaten on that occasion, have all come out and won subsequently. The Nolmead team are in good form, and I've got a sneaky feeling that this girl nearby Central Park is going to really appreciate this better ground today. Around about 10-12-1 this morning, Tamlock Boy makes wise sense there to back each way in race two. On to the big race of the day from a betting perspective then, the 410, which is the 3-mile EBF final. A whole host of intertwining, difficult form strands to get your head round here. Plenty of horses have been knocking their heads on soft or heavy ground throughout the winter. One or two haven't really tried this distance up to now. And that there is a few improvers that have definitely been kept back, especially for this prize. My number one choice would be Woods Well from the Gordon Elliott Stab. As you can see by his form figures, a very consistent type. Since he's finished second in a point-to-point, he's gone on to run a whole host of seriously good, respectable races against some very good company. Most notably when finishing third behind Monolay, who of course went on to finish second in the Albert Barl at the Cheltenham Festival. That was at Clonmel in a Grade 3 back in February. Nothing wrong with his last run either, when he kept on strongly in the latter stages to chase home Willie Mullins' Open Eagle at Thurles, suggesting that he does stay 3 miles really well. Better ground would definitely suit this horse as well. I think the soft ground really hasn't been helping his course throughout the winter. So he'd be my number one choice. Close behind that would be the Green Lady from the Pat Fahey stable. She also has been running in some decent company of late. Most notably that run last time out at Limerick reads well on paper when she chased down Kate Appleby's Shoes. And there was a big distance back to the third on that occasion, Miss Marden. There's already been a winner out of that race. The time figure was good. And if you put on top of that She's got some really good form here at Fairy House when she won a bumper and chased down Peace in Milan two starts ago. So everything looks set fair for the Green Lady to run huge there. Also keep an eye on Supreme Vinny. Not necessarily sure whether today will be the day for this fella, but he's one path worth bearing in mind for the Punchestown Festival because he goes really well there and he likes good ground. And with Rachel Blackmore booked for today, expect a decent run from Supreme Vinny as well. On to the 440 then. Once again, very competitive fare. This 2 mile handicap is Chambord de Lys. Literally could fall into the anything category. She won very easily last time out at Clonmel, not coming off the bridle, beat a decent sort in the shape of Mon Big Chit Chat. And who knows whether that mark of 127 is very lenient or not. The one thing we can say is that Vaynard surely will go well in this race. He should have the race run to suit. There's likely to be plenty of pace on here with the likes of Ice Cold Soul, Ivan Grozny, and one or two others making it a strong gallop. And that's exactly what this Gordon Elliott's charge needs, albeit he's got well beaten on his last two runs. There were valid excuses of sorts. He didn't get the best of runs at Leopardstown two starts ago in the Coral, i.e. Hurdle. And then last time out at Newbury, he just wasn't quite good enough to go with the likes of Ballyandy and move with the times, but there was no disgrace in that. He travels really well in his races. He goes well right-handed. And more importantly, I think this horse is going to improve quite significantly for racing on better ground. He's always looked the kind of horse that really doesn't find that much off the bridle on soft or heavy ground. But hopefully his cruising speed will stand him in good stead. He's 9-1 this morning. Looks a massive price. I do think my Maniki Nico will go really well in this race as well. The last time we saw him over hurdles, he was second to Superb Story in a very good form line at Musselburgh. And he's had a recent run on the all-weather at Dundalk when Pat Smullen went for home too soon on this James Nash-trained individual. So he's worth another look at a big price. But Vaynard would be my strong each-way choice there in race number four. On to race five then, which is a competitive-looking 2 mile six handicap. And with Noel Mead having such a good meeting here so far today, it certainly makes sense to look towards his Thomond here, who's been a model of consistency in recent times. His last two runs certainly read well on paper. Back in January, chased home Catnap in a very strongly run race at Leopardstown. And of course, Catnap went to finish second behind Ultra Gold in the Topham Chase at Aintree only a few weeks ago. And it was a race, of course, that Thomond covered himself with glory as well. Despite being £14 out of the handicap, he ran on quite nicely in the latter stages to finish a never nearer six. Good ground is very much the key to this horse. And with Lizzie Kelly booked to do the steering in the saddle, I'd expect Thomond to go really well for us there. Also, one worth bearing in mind as well, now the ground's turned good, is Cecil Corbett, who the last time he had his conditions going right-handed was when he was really impressive in the hands of Davy Russell back in November at Punchestown. So do keep an eye on him. But Thomond looks a very solid each-way bet at 4-1 in race five. On to race six then, which is a 3 miles Hunter Chase. Quite a few old names that we recognise here, the likes of BL Swagger and, of course, Mount Cola are the obvious two to concentrate on, particularly Mount Cola, although he's an 11-year-old now. He still looks as though he retains most of his ability. The last time we saw him in the point-to-points fields when he chased down Kaviti Beta, who's been a money spinner for Connections in recent times. So that wasn't a bad effort. This course should suit. He goes really well right-handed. And providing he sees out the trip, which has always been his slight Achilles heel, he'd have a certainly good chance of justifying favouritism. Also keep an eye on Heaney as well from the Brian Hamilton stable. First run, of course, for Brian, having been trained by Tom Taff in his rules days and indeed his last point-to-point when he finished second at Burring Park. He's got Jamie Cotter booked as well on this occasion, so that's got to be very significant. So also keep an eye on him. But Mount Cola hopefully will make all the run in there in race six. On to the penultimate contest and a wide open national flat race. This one is as well. At time of recording, it was around about 5-1 the field. The one I quite like here at a nice price as well is Alalia from the Gavin Lynch stable. This horse caught the eye last time out in a very decent race over this track when finishing third behind From Eden. But you've only got to look towards the form of the second. Look closer from the El Marie Holden stable to know that that form has been upheld by that individual who bolted up the other day at Cork. I thought this horse kept on really well from the back of the field. And if you go back to that run at Garran as well, when third behind another one of El Marie's horses, Lacares, this form has got bright chances here of outrunning his odds. Can't quite believe this horse is a 14-1 chance this morning based on his overall form, his track form as well. So each way, Alalia is the choice there in the 6-20. On to the final contest then, the 650, which again is another 2 mile National Hunt flat race. And the one to be on here is Gordon Elliott's Cracking Smart. Of course, Sam Crowe was hugely impressive for the same connections here yesterday. And there's a good chance this gelding by Great Pretender can follow suit. He comes out of a very good race at Nace when last seen over hurdles. He travelled like the best horse in the race, but he just got outrun in the latter stages by his more fancied stable companion, Midnight Escape. The form looks solid. Kaiser Black and Jimmy Brecky have both won out of it subsequently. And of course, we get a chance to see the value of the form as Tamlock Boy runs in the 3:35. So providing our meter chart goes well and upholds the form, that'll give us plenty of confidence that Cracking Smart can provide the Gordon Elliott with yet another winner in the hands of Jamie Codd. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in for the next podcast, which comes up on Thursday, when we're going to be taking a look at a mixed card from Tipperary. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.